Hi there. I'm Paulina, LWC Studios managing producer. Lend me your ear for a minute. The Supreme Court's decision to repeal Roe v. Wade devastated me and many of my colleagues in podcasting. It continues to be important that we stand together in supporting a person's right to choose. That's why I'm participating in the Listen to Women Coalition. It's a group of audio creators dedicated to uplifting and creating pro-choice content. We've launched a merch campaign with 100% of proceeds going to the National Network of Abortion Funds. You can find a link to Listen to Women on LWC Studios Twitter at LWC Studios. Buy a t-shirt, wear it to your next hang to go to a live podcast show and on the way to the polls. And tell a friend. Thanks.
Welcome to Future Hindsight. I'm your host, Mila Atmos. Each week, I speak with citizen changemakers who spark civic engagement in our society. Our newest season is about the work that lays before us in a post-pandemic and post-Trump world. Biden won a resounding victory, which will set us on a firm footing for much-needed change. And there's a chance that the two runoff races for Senate in Georgia will be won by Democrats, making it even more possible to enact a bold agenda. In all the media hubbub of calling the election outcome, I think it's not sufficiently appreciated that elections basically ran smoothly this year despite being in the middle of a pandemic. Americans voted in droves with a projected total turnout of 158 million people, and we were truly, mostly civically engaged. Kudos to the American people. Our episodes are covering everything from needing to be civically engaged all the time, which is to say in between elections, education, policing our communities, and having the courage to think big when it comes to rebuilding our economy. Zach Carter, the author of a biography on John Maynard Keynes, tells us how Keynesian economics may be the glue that binds our society together.
He's a thinker who concerned himself with the great problems of his day. He was not concerned primarily with debt and deficits, although he became famous for it, but rather with a way of grappling with crisis and with a condition that he referred to as uncertainty, which he believed to be sort of fundamental to the way human beings think about the world around them and make decisions about the world around them. And he became convinced that economics and wise economic policy was a way to not only pursue social justice in Britain, but to prevent international conflict.
Zephyr Teachout explains how monopolies are profoundly anti-democratic and hence why the United States needs to get serious about trust busting again, especially when it comes to companies like Amazon and Facebook.
We used to have thousands of antitrust leagues all around the country in the late 19th century. Anti-monopoly was a core part of political activism really through the New Deal. And then in some ways, because FDR was so much a trust buster, he did it so well that it actually took some of the energy out of it. But we need to get back to not just having local environmental groups, but local antitrust groups.
It will be a thought-provoking season of visionary and practical ideas to reimagine our future. Until next time, stay engaged. I'm Mila Atmos.